You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Attorney General of the United States Jeff Sessions has appeared in front of a Senate Select Committee today to provide testimony addressing allegations of knowledge and/or participation in Russian ties within the Trump administration and campaign. These allegations are part of the ongoing investigation into Russian tampering in the 2016 US presidential election. In Sessions' initial address, he reiterates his stance that he had no formal ties with Russian officials regarding the 2016 campaign.
Let me state this clearly, colleagues. I have never met with or had any conversation with any Russians or any foreign officials concerning any type of interference with any campaign or election in the United States. Further, I have no knowledge of any such conversations by anyone connected to the Trump campaign.
Sessions, however, has come under fire for his failure to disclose meetings with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak during his confirmation process as Attorney General. The knowledge of these meetings, although not directly implicating Sessions as having discussed the electoral campaign, has given cause for concern, given the timing and close proximity of the meetings, as well as Sessions' failure to disclose and discuss the meetings in any sort of memorable detail. Sessions has repeatedly said he recalls the topics of these meetings as being foreign matters and not those of the presidential election. Senator John McCain questioned Sessions as to the subject matter of these conversations, to which Sessions replied, in quick succession, "I do not recall."
Did you raise concerns about Russia's support for President Bashar Assad and his campaign of indiscriminate violence against his own citizens, including his use of chemical weapons?
I don't recall whether that was discussed or not.
Did you raise concerns about Russia's interference in our electoral process or its interference in the electoral processes of our allies?
I don't recall that being discussed.
This failure to respond to the questions under oath may be enough to ring alarm bells for those who are investigating these allegations. But as these meetings were not official, were not recorded, and were left undisclosed for months, this line of investigation may simply lead to more unanswered questions. However, Sessions' blatant refusal to answer a succession of questions about conversations and information shared with Trump had Senator Angus King questioning the legality of Sessions' refusal, to which Sessions became confused and defensive.
Maybe I better listen.
Well, you were part of the national security team, so if he would have heard something about Russia and with their capabilities and our concern about what they could do to our election process, was there ever any conversations concerning that whatsoever?
You testified a few minutes ago, I'm not able to invoke executive privilege. That's up to the president. Has the president invoked executive privilege in the case of your testimony here today?
He has not.
Then what is the basis of your refusal to answer these questions?
Senator Kane, the president has a constitutional...
I understand that, but the president hasn't asserted it.
Well,
you said you don't have the power to assert the power of executive privilege, so what is the legal basis for your refusal to answer these questions?
I am protecting the right of the president...
Sessions claims he has executive privilege to not answer questions, although President Trump has not directly granted it. With Sessions claiming that he is simply protecting the chance that Trump claims the privilege in future, this in itself completely negates Sessions' own refusal to discuss hypotheticals earlier in the conversation. Sessions' testimony in whole has critics unsatisfied due to him darting around specific and directed questioning. His testimony did not expand on previously known information, his answers were evasive and brief, and his ability to recall important conversations with the world's elite has many questioning the legitimacy of his claims. The investigation will continue to seek testimony from Trump's administration regarding the 2016 election. The team leading the investigation and the Senate hope to resolve the issue as soon as possible, but much further information about these increasingly complex and controversial allegations must be uncovered before any progress can be made. Will Parsonson, BFM News.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.